Recording has started. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Gail. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the GAC GNSO Consultation Group on Early Engagement on the 4th of March, 2014. On the call today, we have Mikey O'Connor, Manuel Ismail, Jonathan Robinson, Suzanne Riddell, Anna Niv. We have apologies from Volker Grimmen. From staff, we have Julia Chavon, Olaf Nording, David Olive, Marika Koning, Glenn G. St. Jerry, Natalie Peregrine, and myself, Terry Agnew. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Mikey.
Great. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the meeting. It's Jonathan speaking. I'd really like your help with this because we've put an agenda together that's something that Manal substantially led and worked with me for last Tuesday's meeting, but actually we've moved on a little since then. And so I'm feeling what we really want to come away with here is two key items, is my understanding. Well, I guess it's three, really. A confirmation of whether we're going to have another meeting before Singapore, a plan of action for anything that needs to be done in preparation for Singapore, and an understanding of what will take place during the Singapore meeting. Those seem to be the three key items. Just pause a moment and see if there's anything I've missed there. So the way we've scheduled it is an opportunity to just touch on the two different work tracks that we had. Yeah, I see there's a revised agenda coming up.
Is that about right? This is Mikey.
Mikey, you're editing it. Yeah, it's less about the revised agenda. It's more about just making sure we capture the key items that we need to take away with us out of this. It's a sort of key point that we need to make sure. So I wonder if I'm just wondering how to take this, and I wouldn't mind some guidance from anyone on the call. We could work through the agenda as we had previously. I actually did update it a little in the interim, but obviously can get it to Marika in time. Really, I think there's the two different work tracks, and then there's really a question of what work we expect to get done between now and Singapore, then the confirmation, and then the detail of the meeting. So, Mikey, if we just look at that, the way in which that was set out, I guess let's take some discussion on the two different work tracks then, Manal and others, if you agree. Let's first of all look at the day-to-day work track and see how that looks and if there are any comments or issues as to how that's been set up. Looking at that myself a moment before the call, it struck me that actually we could usefully populate that, at least in terms of the facts, not the decisions we've taken. And at the moment, it's completely sparse. It's as kindly prepared for us by... Oh, no, I see. This is a different version that's come up now. There was something different up here a moment ago, which is the one I had seen previously. So this is actually well populated now and a useful information. Hi, David. Welcome to the audio. Well, now, go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan. I agree to your proposal that we go through both work tracks first and then wrap our plan from now till Singapore and what exactly to be presented there. I think it would be useful while discussing the work tracks to focus on what we will be presenting during the joint meeting. I would also like to remind us that there was one of the aspects that was being discussed by the PDP working group. We decided to move it to the day-to-day work track which might add one more option to be considered, and which means one more table to be added. Just to make sure that we all agree on the material that's going to be presented. Having said that, we have not actually discussed the different alternatives, and we still have missing the pros and cons. So do you want to get into this? Do you want to just discuss the options and wrap it as is and have this presented in Singapore? We need to decide on this.
Thanks, Manala. I think I heard an action for you there, Mikey, just to note that we need to move one item across from the PDP work track into the day-to-day work track. Manala, can you just remind us which specific item that is, in case Mikey's got it? You've got it, have you, Mikey?
Yeah, it had to do with both secretariat's coordination. Better coordination of the GAC and the GNSO secretariat. It was being discussed in the PDP, and we felt that it might be broader than just the PDP, and it has to do with the day-to-day work.
Good, that's helpful. Thanks, Manal. So that's effective coordination between the secretariats on a rolling or day-to-day basis. I'll tell you what's striking me is I think I'd feel more comfortable knowing, first of all, whether we intend to meet on the 18th, and second of all, talking about the structure of the meeting in Singapore, the structure and content of the meeting in Singapore, and then we can see how much we need to cover now and how much of this can be covered on list in terms of the 2-day-to-day work track. So my suggestion is that we reverse the agenda around and sort of know where we're going in order to know what we need to do, because otherwise we could get very much caught up, I think, in the detail of one or both of these work tracks, which after all are largely meant to be covered, I think, in between times, although it's useful to be able to talk about them when we're together on a call like this. So my temptation would be to try and settle the issues around the Singapore meeting. Hi, Emma, noting that you've joined and welcome as well. So I'm suggesting, and I wouldn't mind some feedback on that, or sort of reversing the agenda around a little bit and thinking about the structure of the Singapore meeting, and there's been some dialogue on list about this between various of us, and so it seems to me that it would be good to settle that. Now, one of the threads there was how much of this is an opportunity to simply update the GAC and the GNSO on our work to date, and how much of it is to actually get feedback. And I think where we were starting to head to was that what we'd be expecting feedback on is elements of the work and the way in which we were approaching the problem and the structure in which we were approaching the problem, but not necessarily asking for detailed feedback, especially given the forum on all of the fine detail. But I'm conscious I may be putting my interpretation of where we'd got to. So I wouldn't mind any feedback on what others think about how we could most productively handle that approximately 1 hour interaction. Bearing in mind that one of the other possibilities in that interaction is to also update the GAC on current PDP work going on in the GNSO as well. In other words, the entirety of the conversation between the GAC and the GNSO may not necessarily be about this, but also might be about more broadly just giving some form of update as to the landscape of current policy work going on. Any thoughts or comments or feedback on that? Amar.
Thanks, Jonathan. This is Amar. In answering the question of whether we just want to present progress of our work as opposed to getting feedback from the crowd or the attendees of our session in Singapore, I'm guessing that whether we ask for it or not, folks will want to speak up and give feedback one way or another. So even if we don't ask, you might have people in the room who just ask to be heard, having one opinion or another. So my thinking is really just to sort of for the presenters to, one way or another, to maybe control the form of feedback we will be getting in the room to something that will be constructive to our work at this point, because our work is far from being at a mature phase, and most of what we're doing is still a work in progress. So what we really need at this point is maybe some additional thoughts. Someone who isn't as close to the topics as we are might have some innovative thinking we haven't considered. And I was just hoping that maybe we could somehow channel participants of the meeting to give us what we might need at that point. Thanks.
Thanks, Amar. And before I go to Suzanne, just for the avoidance of doubt, I mean, I'm absolutely expecting and hoping for an interactive session. It's just a question of at what level of detail we seek feedback, you know, whether it's more at the direction level than the detail level. So just in case I was misunderstood in the way I presented that. Suzanne.
Thank you very much, Suzanne, here for the recording. First of all, I also want to thank everybody for the really constructive email exchanges, and I think we've made an enormous amount of progress just personally to congratulate ourselves. I guess how I was looking ahead to Singapore is an opportunity to report on the progress that we have made to date, and I do think we need feedback. I have a sense that we want to bring, and it may be slightly easier for on the GNSO side. I will confess, I leave that to you to help us understand. I think on the GAC side, what for many of our colleagues, that we've been talking about this issue for quite some time, right, beginning with the ATRT1 recommendations. But I think it's really, really going to be of critical interest to GAC colleagues for a fairly detailed presentation of where are we today, how did we get to this point, and how do we wish to proceed so that we can make sure we do draw in other people, other comments, other suggestions. So to me, it's a really important reality check. I think we all are fairly confident we're on the right track. We've identified all the key issues, but we may have missed something. So I guess I see Singapore as a way of bringing everybody along. So I do think we need to take the time. There's a lot of material we have, and I think it's useful to present it and to try to paint a picture as to where we think the next steps are, because quite honestly, all of these very, you know, we've had a lot of discussions about the detailed questions. I think we need to draw more people into helping us identify, are these the right questions and how best to answer them, so that we are constantly sort of connected to our respective communities, if you will. Thank you.
So noted, Suzanne. It's Jonathan speaking, and I see a check mark from Anna in the room supporting that point you've made. And I suspect while there might be subtleties in how this is communicated and understood, I think we've got principally the same objective with both the GAC and the GNSO. So I don't see it as being materially different what we need to communicate and achieve, and I don't think we're in substantially different places in terms of what's required. So I tend to agree with you, and I wonder then if the question that then strikes me is if in many ways our attention over the next 2 weeks should be, and I don't want to cut us short of being productive, but it might be really that we focus our attention on organizing how we might present the information, the progress to date, and the questions we might ask, rather than trying to, you know, I'm not suggesting we don't make progress. If there's something else we can work on in the meantime and make progress on, but in many ways it seems that getting ourselves in shape to present the material effectively in Singapore would be not a bad goal between now and the 18th, a quick sort of rehearsal, if for want of a better word, at the meeting on the 18th, and then taking that with us to Singapore. And now.
Thank you, Jonathan. Actually, I was of the same view as Suzanne exactly before going through the discussion on the list. I thought it's going to be more of a working session, if I may, to make sure Other GAC members are also on board. But I also take your point that the time is limited. The GAC themselves or even the GNSO might not be ready to provide the necessary feedback. So we probably need, I think we need their blessing on our work, their blessing on the approach, and their feedback. The feedback might not be during the meeting. I mean, we can even agree on some time frame that they provide us with either their blessing on the work that has been done or with some concrete feedback so that we can be confident that we are all on the same page given where we are right now. How to present things at the meeting, I think this is probably what we need to focus, what's going to be presented and how we should present it. But the objective is to have the blessing of everyone on where we are, on the approach we have followed, and with some commitment to provide feedback within a short time frame to keep things going. And it's going to be an opportunity, as you also mentioned, to bring our work to their attention. It's going to be more of awareness and educational session to spare them having to go through the material themselves and to put them on the right track to facilitate that they can provide us with feedback, maybe later, maybe online, doesn't have to be during the session, but at least we have to agree on a way forward.
Thanks, Manal. That certainly helps me, and it's characteristically clear thinking. I suppose what that, you know, that naturally makes me think of a kind of, and I, just to be clear, I don't disagree with any of that. That makes complete sense to me. And it seems to me then that I can envisage a form of presentation which is interactive and permits discussion and feedback at every point, that sets the scene via a background, that presents the charter that comes out of that, that then explains that how we've split it into two work streams, the two different streams. And I think we could present that fairly systematically and effectively. And then we might even put up one or two slides at the end, depending on how that lends itself. A structure like that with questions that we would really like feedback on, noting that anyone can provide feedback on any item of the work, but we may even seek particular feedback on key items. So I wonder if it would make sense then to draft... Thanks, Manal. I see your support in the chat. I wonder if it would make sense for... one of us to draft an outline of that presentation and get that circulated shortly after this meeting. And that's something you and I could do, Manal, as co-chairs of the group. We could agree an outline, a kind of structure, and then sort of workshop that with the group over the next period to make sure that was, you know, well thought about well in advance of the meeting. And I don't know whether it would be normal. Thanks, Suzanne, I see your support as well. I sense that the GAC is organized and good about circulating documents in advance. I wonder about circulating a presentation in advance. Sometimes I worry that if you do it, you struggle to get people's attention. I don't know what we should do there, but we could certainly circulate the supporting materials and then perhaps prepare the presentation, a set of slides amongst ourselves. Suzanne.
Thank you for that, Jonathan. I do think, as Manal has reminded me very helpfully, thank you, Manal, the GAC now has the charter. Manal, I can't remember what else they may have, but on our side, there's a bit of a risk, and I don't mean to paint colleagues in a negative light at all. It's just like your community, a lot of us are feeling quite overwhelmed at the moment with only 2 weeks and a few days to go, with an enormous amount of material to slog through. So I would have some small hesitation about sending them the PowerPoint in advance, only because it's quite dense, and while I think we're all very comfortable with it, my concern might be that it would be hard for people to digest. I do think clearly we need to have it ready and available for the presentations, but I think we may be better off holding off on all of the backup material until the meeting itself. I'm happy to be overruled. It's just kind of a gut instinct feeling that we are already swimming in documents. And so I think the charter itself is very useful. We need everybody to sign off. We want people to agree that, yes, this makes sense to us. Thank you very much. Now we're going to get an update from you all, and we provide the update by providing the material that we're all currently working with. It's just one sort of note of caution, if I can. And again, I'm happy to be overruled if I'm being too hesitant. Thank you.
That accords well with me, Suzanne. I mean, I'm personally aware of the absolute deluge of material coming out of, in, and around the whole area in which we work. So it sounds like where we're heading to is, you know, the possibility we've got the charter circulated to both groups, so everyone should be aware of that. The pre-preparation of a presentation. And as part of that, in seeking feedback both during and at the end of the presentation, an offer to circulate the detailed material on the different work streams and so on to both groups, so that if anyone needs that as backup to then provide more detailed support, it's available to them. Yeah, I think, Amma, your question in the chat about fine material, are we talking about material we've finalized or documents? I think this is all you know, the only thing we have finalized really is the charter. I mean, all of the rest is work in progress. So I think any material is about work in progress. And I think my sense of things is about making sure we bring our respective groups along with us. And that's partly because that's what we should and could do anyway. And secondly, I think there's something quite important. We are working with a relatively informal structure here. We're not working according to a standard structured plan, so it's incumbent on us therefore to make sure we communicate effectively and continue to bring others along, because we don't have structured and standardized phases in the work plan we're working to. And I'll see your hand has come up.
Yes, thank you. I'm just thinking out loud here. Are we suggesting not to circulate the material until after the meeting? Because I think we don't really have thick documents, and the charter, as Suzanne mentioned, has already been circulated before. Frankly, when I first circulated the charter, I was too optimistic. I was hoping for some feedback over the mailing list that we could take into consideration and consider this done. But since this didn't happen, then we want to bring it to their attention in the face-to-face meeting, so that if not getting the approval on the spot, then at least some commitment to get the approval soon after. But I don't really see any harm from circulating the material itself in advance. I mean, people would appreciate having them early on, even they don't have the time to go through it. I mean, I might be mistaken. Again, I'm equally hesitant as Suzanne, but if I were them, I would have prefer to receive the material before the meeting, but again, not sure what others think, but if I understood the proposal right.
I sense, Manal, I'm trying to follow what's going on in the chat as well, that this isn't the strongest feeling. I mean, there's an argument to say that to the extent that people are overwhelmed, this is just one more piece of information that they won't pay attention to. But those that would like to do it and pay particular attention to it, it may leave them better informed. I guess there's a question about what do we mean by material, and I think there's really the material is that which has already been shared by the group online, which is our working documents, and then secondly, there is a proposal by me, I guess, to prepare some form of slide presentation. Let's say it's a PowerPoint presentation in advance of the meeting, and to not necessarily share that ahead of the meeting, because my experience and feeling tells me that it's better to talk through a presentation like that rather than talk through it. But hey, Amar, I see your hand is up.
Thanks, Jonathan. This is Amar, and allow me to think out loud right now. I'm trying to compare what we're going to do in this session with the meetings we have for working groups, GNSO working groups, at these open public meetings and when we have participants coming in who aren't necessarily part of the working group. Typically, I feel it is more constructive to not get into too much detail on ongoing work during these meetings, because we could end up wasting a lot of time that is very valuable and limited. Typically, I guess we'll only have maybe about an hour or at best maybe 90 minutes for this session, and a big chunk of that will be used up with the presentation and so forth. We're actually asking for feedback or if we want this session to be interactive, we somehow need to control the schedule, if you will, of that session. And getting into too much detail about what we're thinking and what the work in progress is, frankly, I feel that could be replaced with this sort of feedback going to an online discussion. And when we have something a bit more concrete to present, but I do think just sort of broad strokes of an outline of what it is we're discussing and what direction we're thinking of going, moving towards, I think that might be a better idea instead of getting into too much detail, especially on work that we haven't finalized as a group yet. But those are just my thoughts and some of my concerns, but I'm not necessarily too worried about abiding to them too strictly. Thanks.
Thanks, Emma. Let me switch straight to you, Suzanne.
Thank you very much, Suzanne, now speaking. Actually, I'm very sympathetic to Amar's concerns, and I'm also trying to keep track of the chat discussions as well. So I guess if I could go back to Manal's comments, I do think we, when our final agenda comes out, the GAC will have links in the actual agenda. So I do think, to me, one possible scenario would be to remind folks that we've sent this charter out, and I think we should reinforce that we are, in fact, seeking sign-off so that the charter is done. But we need, if anybody has any questions or hesitation, whatever, that's an opportunity, and we should probably hear that. My guess is, fingers crossed, we do not hear any sort of questioning as to how we frame the problem and our proposed way forward. I think we need to get that out of the way. That's a done deal. We're on the right track. We get everybody's buy-in. And then I think we certainly could do a link to the presentations. My guess is a lot of our colleagues are not going to look at that until the meeting itself. For those who do print it out and travel sort of trying to understand it, I think it's going to be, it's just a personal observation, I would find it sort of clear but sort of not. And so I do think, and Amar, I hope I'm not offending you, I do think actually it's probably worth our while to explain to people how did we get to this point. why are we characterizing our work in this way? We broke it down into two sort of separate work streams. I think we might want to clarify that. To me, it's very logical. I don't see anybody objecting to that. But I do think we need to walk people through that. I feel strongly, like as Manal does, that we on the GAC side really, really need and want buy-in, because this is a very critical project that we're working on. And I think there is a great deal of interest, but it needs to be presented. It needs to be explained. And I think we want to see a lot of heads nodding around the room. And I don't think it'll take too long to present. And then I think we need to open it up so that people, we're trying to trigger thoughts, right? We want to trigger more interest and questions as to what are our next steps, how are we going to tackle this, how do we tackle that. So I think we do want a sense during the meeting itself to the extent we can get it. And I like Manal's idea that we then sort of offer a window of time, perhaps the following 2 weeks, however, whatever we agree, where we are actually asking people to yet again kind of sign off on what we have proposed as next steps. So that way we're never out of step and we manage expectations. Thank you.
I see a check mark from Amma to your point, Suzanne. And, you know, frankly, I'm hearing the threads I'm hearing as we talk are essentially in agreement with one another. And I think it seems to me that whilst nothing is off the table as far as we can discuss, present, and get feedback on, our primary objective coming out of that meeting is to have an informed pair of groups who are bought into and effectively signing off on the charter and, moreover, right, on the direction we are taking. That doesn't mean they necessarily signed off on every fine detail, because it's work in progress. But if we can
right,
get support for the charter and the direction, we're doing well. Great. So that feels like we are pretty much in agreement with one another, I think. It seems to me that a good target, as I said at the outset, would be to have a presentation available for this group to have a look at by our next meeting. Now, here I'm presuming we'll be able to meet on the 18th. Can I check if anyone has a problem or a concern about us meeting on the 18th? That's Tuesday, 2 weeks from now. It's the Tuesday of the week prior to the ICANN meeting.
It's fine. Sorry, Jonathan?
Yeah, David.
I can't put a check mark on because I'm not in the... I don't have internet connectivity, so only on the phone bridge. Just wanted to agree with the things Susan said about... But I do think we need to have someone walk us through, you know, we need to walk through the presentation at the time it is. Agree. Also, we need to make sure we leave some time for all the time there, and make sure we have plenty of time for comments. Is my only thing I wanted to add. So.
Well, thanks, David.
I've got no problem with the 18th. Sorry, I can't add this to the Adobe chat, so I'll just have to say that.
Thanks, David. I see Glenn notes that people will be travelling at that time, and Glenn, that's what I was aware of, and specifically why I wanted to ask the question. Mikey, your hand is up.
Yeah, this is Mikey. Sorry for screwing up your screen. I need to check. I can make that. My question is, do we have a sense of how long the session time is that we have to fit this in? Because that will dramatically impact the length and detail of the presentation. If we have half an hour, it's different than if we have 90 minutes. And I didn't know if we had a schedule for that.
Thanks, Mikey. My understanding is we're working with a one-hour slot. David, you may be able to comment further, but I'm pretty sure it's a one-hour slot. Slightly ambiguous as to whether it could be 90.
I wanted to just say, we are working with a one-hour slot, but that's the per GAC GNSO interaction. It may not all be to do with the result of this group, we may need to leave some time for other things that other GAC GNSO interaction issues that may come up, such as GAC members who might want to speak to something specific about a working group or something. So we shouldn't
waste
time. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, this is Mikey again. That was sort of the thought, was that if our whole slot with the GAC and the GNSO together is an hour, then we probably, for this group, have something on the order of 15 minutes to 20 minutes of that. Right, Jonathan and Manal?
Mikey, my view is, and David, that this is a little bit elastic. We could reasonably argue that the whole of the period could and should be covered by this important issue. What I have put across, I think, to Heather at some point, is that this is the primary purpose of our interaction at this stage. However, we could put something in front of it, which would be highlighting the current ongoing work of the GNSO. But you know, that could just as easily be. Marika in the previous couple of meetings has produced a very attractive summary of ongoing policy work in the GNSO, and we could just as easily spend 5 or 10 minutes saying, you know, here is the work that's available. I think there is some flexibility. So certainly I would expect this, our interaction on this topic and on this subject, to be a minimum of 30 minutes, and frankly, I could see it taking the majority of the 1 hour slot.
Thanks, Jonathan. That's really helpful.
And I see Suzanne in the chat suggest that we consider focusing the entire slot on this. And then there's this other topic, which is the consideration, Suzanne, that you raise about whether any existing work groups could be considered test cases. Well, that's an interesting one. I know that's been mentioned on a couple of occasions. One gets in a slightly circular argument, I think, there. It's sort of, on the one hand, it's very tempting to experiment. On the other, it's what are the rules of engagement, which is what we're kind of working on now, and what are the mutual expectations. My feeling is, and this is a feeling, that actually just by virtue of the fact that we're meeting on a regular basis and engaged through the purposes of through this group, we stand a better chance of knowing what's going on anyway. Suzanne, I see your question about this test case, and the truth is I don't have a clear answer, and it's not that I just don't have inspiration at the moment as to what we could do. Fire away, Suzanne. I see your hand is up, and then Mikey.
Thank you again, Jonathan. Bless your heart for saying inspiration. I don't know that I'm particularly inspired either, so my apologies to the group. I'm not trying to generate any confusion. I may be betraying sort of my personal commitment to this particular project. I actually think this is such a key activity for us that my only thinking was, and it's very informed, so feel free to push me back and say it's premature. My only thinking was this is a good way to connect the dots. We're always getting updates, I mean, quite candidly. And the problem on our side is how to digest that material, how to assign, a priority ranking, how to understand whether it's this particular ongoing work project in the GNSO or that one that any individual GAC members and or the GAC as a whole should pay attention to. So that's sort of a work assignment for the GAC, if you will, that we have to do a better job of trying to digest all that and then make a decision. So that's where my thinking was taking me, but it's very sort of ill-formed, so my apologies to colleagues, you know, for perhaps confusing things. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to think out loud, how do we keep connecting dots here so that, you know, the universe of what is happening today and the universe of what we are trying to grapple with, which might be slightly different tomorrow. How do we keep those two universes in sync? So that's where I'm coming from, just by way of explanation. But I'm in your hands as to whether that's simply too much for people to take. What I guess I'd like to avoid is a presentation on this, and then we shift right into yet again a sort of another talking head about what's actually happening over there in the GNSO, and it comes across as, again, overwhelming. You know, how do people digest that? What does it mean to bring them up to date? It's great for people to be brought up to date, but on our side, we haven't built the filters, if I may say. This is a personal view as to how we determine then which of these projects really resonate from a public policy perspective. So thanks for letting me explain. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Suzanne. And I think I get it, that the challenge is, you know, here we've got this wonderful scenario of building a brighter future, yet if we're not careful, we carry on with the same old broken present, and it's a question of how we marry those two, and it's a bit of a mischaracterization, but perhaps when I talk about broken present, but perhaps it's just helpful to make the contrast as strong as possible. Mikey, your hand is up.
Thanks, Jonathan. It's Mikey. Let me just, I inserted sort of a summary of what I thought Suzanne was saying. This may not be quite right in our sort of first sketch of the outline of the presentation. And I want to take you to a picture that I drew that we might be able to use to tie this together, which is to say that if you look at the PDP process, what we're hoping for is more participation from the GAC earlier. What the GAC is hoping for from us is a better organized and clearer series of requests to them to let them know what's coming out of the PDP process. And sort of at the heart of the whole thing is this queue that's right in the middle. And one way to tie these together, this is one of the slides that, you know, I'll be lobbying that we present in the slide deck. And what we could do is say, hang on to this queue idea, because later on in our presentation, we're going to talk about the list of stuff that's coming in the working groups. And we could tie that into the list that Marika built that then Manal broke into chunks on the list. And we could start to say we're sort of edging our way towards that, and this is sort of how these two things tie together and integrate the list of projects or a list of working groups or a list of requests that is typical in these meetings with this, you know, bright, shiny, cool new future that we're describing. That's just one approach that we could take there. That's my thought.
Thanks, Mikey. A quick question for you. I saw Suzanne, I think, provide a check mark in the box for in the chat room for your slide, which I think is potentially very helpful material. You talked about a list that Marika built. A list of what is that? I just want to be clear.
This is Mikey again. Let me just check and see.
I just wonder if it's connected with something. Because when I referred to something a moment ago, prior to each of the past two face-to-face meetings, the ICANN policy staff has produced a digest, a short summary of the current work going on, policy-related work going on within the GNSO, and that's proved to be very useful for GNSO participants and may well be something of interest to GAC members. So I just wondered if that was what you're referring to or something else.
This is Mikey again, Jonathan. I've thrown that document that I was talking about up on the screen. This is the one that that Marika originally circulated this chunk, and then I broke it into let me think so that you can see what I'm talking about. So this was the original document that Marika circulated, and then what I did is I broke them into those stages that we've started thinking about the PDP. So that's what I was thinking, is that we could, through slightly restructuring that typical document that Marika prepares along these lines, we could start to knit these two things together.
Yeah, got you. Thanks, Mikey. Yeah, no, I understand that. Manal, your hand is up.
Yes, I was just going to elaborate on the active GNSO working groups. It was a list that Marika has compiled, and Mikey recategorized them by stage. And I checked within the consultation group whether I can share this with the GAC, and there was a green light to do so. So I already shared this exact file on the GAC mailing list, telling them that this is another format of sharing notifications from the GNSO, and asking them whether this is a useful thing to receive, and whether they have any preference for categorization by stage versus more elaborate form versus the one-pager brief that you have mentioned, which is circulated, I think, on monthly basis. So I can forward my email to the GAC, to this consultation group, just for the info. But again, I did not receive any response on this, but just to keep you posted that this has been circulated on the GAC list.
Thanks, Manal. And personally, I did not miss that, and I had got it, so that's great. And I know you've checked before, and I'm sure it's done. But it is interesting that no one's responded, which suggests that people are either a combination of busy and or otherwise engaged. Suzanne.
Well, thank you again, and thank you, Manal, for reminding us. I confess that I had forgotten, so my apologies. And I do think, if I can put in a plug, I think Mikey is really on to something with this. Draft of the base material. The base material is exceedingly helpful, obviously, but it too is very dense, and it doesn't give people an easy sense to know, well, where is this project in the GNSO's timeline? So I do think we need to be aware, again, with apologies on our side, it's hard for GAC members to keep track of GNSO's PDP timelines and structures. We know about them, you know, broadly, but we don't live in that world because we don't operate that way. So it's always useful. I think Mikey's way of breaking it down into stages is perhaps a good bridge building exercise between what we are doing about, you know, the brilliant new future and sort of what remains nonetheless in progress today. So all of this really good work is going on. Again, it's rather hard to digest. So I like Mikey's approach of trying to break it down into the stages, because clearly we want to draw people's attention to the whole universe of all that work. But if we're trying to reorient GAC people to the early stages, then this is a really helpful methodology to use. So, for example, there is already, I'm told, at least one GAC member, I believe it's Spain, actively participating in the very first sort of item on the list, the privacy proxy services. I can guarantee you that a majority, if not all GAC members, really care about that issue, simply aren't aware enough of what's going on, don't know how to restructure their schedules to take this into account. We could use this as a really good sort of wake-up, like here's where things are. the next opportunity appears to be commenting, you know, public comment on the issue report, the preliminary issue report. That's brilliant for people to know, because that's early enough in the process, it strikes me, that we can attract a broader range of GAC interests. So I like where Mikey's going with this, and I think we need to, maybe that's the way, this his methodology is how we can close up the meeting, if you will, in the last however many minutes we decide to allocate. Because I take your points. It's useful to use the meeting to bring people up to date, but I think we need to do it in a way that we can do the dotted line back to this particular project. Thank you.
This is Marika. Could I get in the queue?
Please go ahead, Marika. I'll just say before you say that, that I'm personally supportive of Suzanne's comments. I like what Mikey's doing, and I think we're getting somewhere here. So, Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just a note as well, and then taking Suzanne's comment, I think it's very important that we indeed take this back to the broader conversation, because, you know, of course, I can't see what Mikey is doing on the screen, but some of the points he's outlining and Suzanne was referring to is exactly what we've been trying to do in the one-pager, where we basically put up front, like, you know, what is the next step or next opportunity for our engagement. There's a graphic in there that shows exactly at what stage of the process it is and a very short description on, you know, the background on it. So I think from us, from a staff perspective, it would be really helpful, you know, as an outcome of this process to know indeed, you know, what works and what doesn't work, so we can, you know, get some consistency around that. Because indeed now, you know, the short summary, a lot of the information that was in there I just took from the one pagers or from the project list that we also have on the GNSO website and on the wiki pages. So we have a lot of information. So really trying indeed then to understand, you know, what we have available. Because I said, you know, for us, you know, getting feedback, for example, on the one pager on why that doesn't work or what does work, you know, helps us then as well translate it into possibly something new if you believe that, you know, that will be more helpful in getting GAC members, you know, digest that information in a more accessible format. So I definitely agree that, you know, again, taking that from just for this meeting to the broader discussion, so we really can come away at the end of the day with, you know, some tools and methods that we know from both sides will be effective and that we from the staff side are able to support as well on an ongoing basis.
Thanks, Marika. I'll just remind participants in the call that we now are coming up to 5 minutes before the hour, and we've run on in a slightly less structured way than we presented on the agenda, but personally I think we're doing a good job of covering what we need to, and I won't attempt to sum that up quite yet. Let's hear Mikey. I saw your hand was up. Mikey, please go ahead if you had something else to add.
Sorry, Jonathan. I took my hand down. I didn't want to derail you. I hope I didn't. I have a quick question because we are getting a bit close to the end. If we were to look at this, organize the content we present, and I apologize, I have a glitch that cuts off the top of that. It looks like our slide deck could be organized as a background section, highlights of the charter, discussion of the two work streams, a segue into that preliminary inventory, sort of based on the conversation we just had, and then leave with a series of questions that we would like the group to comment on. If that's okay, maybe we could eliminate one action item. At the beginning of the call, or towards the beginning of the call, Jonathan, you agreed to take an action to organize an outline of this presentation. I'm just wondering if we could take this as the draft outline, in which case I'd be happy to bang together a first draft of a deck for review on the list. Thanks.
Thanks, Mikey, for that constructive input. I do have a small response, but let me let Manal come in first, and then I'll come back to you in a moment.
Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you, Mikey. Just very quickly, I was going to propose, first of all, that we have a poll for this last specific call, just to make sure we know who will be available and who will not. Because we don't even have everyone on this call, so maybe we can issue an early poll to know whether we need this last call or not. Otherwise, we can leave it scheduled and cancel it if not needed. Regarding the presentation, I think we should be quick in getting something out and putting it on the list. And I hope that we can thoroughly discuss the presentation on the list and not leave it till the coming conference call, because this is going to be really the night of everyone's travels. So I hope that we get it done quickly and have it discussed over the list.
Thanks, Manal. I picked up two actions from you, and I agree with you. I think we need to make sure that the call is, that everyone is available, so we can do some administrative work around that. I hear you loud and clear, and I'm sure others do as well. The intention should be to sign off on the presentation on March the 18th or do some final polishing tweaks rather than present it for the first time. Hearing Mikey's suggestion a moment ago, I think he's raring to go, and you know, we should be grateful for that. Mikey, my only comment and feedback on that was that I think, you know, we could quickly tweak this, but I think we should probably be taking feedback, well, possibly taking feedback on the work of this group and then going into, and by the way, as a pilot coming out of the work of this group, here's an example of the current work within the GNSO structured, restructured on the base of this. So it's really a tweaking and potentially swapping around of your last two bullets. But in essence, I'm in agreement with you on structure. So we're not far apart. It's a tweak. And I see Manal and Suzanne, I think, providing support for that in the chat as well. So look, we've hit the top of the hour. I think we've had a free-ranging discussion, and it does appear that it's been very constructive. Anna, thanks. I see your check mark has come up as well. And it seems to me that we've come up with a couple of key action items, primarily about delivering a first draft of the presentation, which I've heard you volunteer to do, Mikey, at least a skeleton, and then to start to populate it. And we'll get on with that as quickly as possible for sign-off by this group at the March 18th call, if we haven't signed it off on a list already, and so that becomes a placeholder. We'll do some careful checking to make sure we've got as many as possible on that. And it sounds like we've actually managed to emerge from this call, my feeling, with the help of you all, in pretty good shape. So that feels like we're in not a bad place. Just one moment then, see if anyone has any other closing remark or comment, if I've missed something or they'd like to make sure we capture a key point. Thanks, Amar, for your support in the chat. And it sounds like we're in pretty good shape then. All right, everyone, let's work on that presentation in the meantime. It doesn't stop us doing any additional work on the work streams, but primarily I think we're about polishing up what we've done so far and getting it in shape to have an effective discussion, sign off on the charter, and sign off on the overall direction and shape of the work of this group in Singapore. So that's good news.
Thanks, Jonathan. Great job.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, everyone. All right.
Terry, you can stop the recording at this point, and we'll...
Gail, if you could stop the recording.
One moment, please.